Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl, Lennis. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. So glad you're joining the show, either by listening audience, phone calls, or in the chat room. Remember, one question per caller, please. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's a Reiki master as well as a psychic. I have 40 years of experience as an accurate psychic. I also do tarot readings, Chinese readings. Yep, I do Chinese readings, past life readings, angel readings, and I also connect to loved ones that have taken wings. Like time that is always constant, so is our lives. I see an imprint of the future. Sometimes things come to pass. Other times it changes. Remember, we all have free will and choices in this life. For a more in-depth reading from me, you can contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. My hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do not work on the weekends. I can also be reached on Facebook if you want to send me a message. That's the Essence of Success Network on Facebook. And clue me a message and I'll get there for you. Now, the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Now I'm going to do a little, bring you guys up to date of what's going on. Mark your calendars. The new moon begins February 18th. Also, Mercury retrograde ends this week on the 11th, and I believe that's a Wednesday. Thank you, God. You know, Mercury retrograde, you could have problems with communications, problems with relationships. Your car could have problems. Your computer could all of a sudden start being stupid. So anyway, we're just about out of it, and I'm glad. And this time we were in Mercury retrograde, we were in the sign of Aquarius. I want to say happy birthday to all the Aquarius people out there, and happy birthday to Brenda White, happy birthday to Miss Demita, and happy birthday to Mr. Yogi Rollins. All right. Okay, now that's all I have for, message. So, of course, we always start with a prayer, and then we begin the readings. So, that which is sent to us, that is not for our highest good. Be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. Love, we let go of past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Love, dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind whatever has bruised in us. And please heal whatever is sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that may have died within us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am, so shall it be. Alrighty, so we shall begin our psychic readings. And again, thank you for joining me today on the phone or listening on the internet or the radio, and also for joining Miss Nina in the chat room. Okay, so we are going to begin. Okay, first area code, your first call of the show, area code 201. You're on with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
I just want to know what you see with regards to my love life.
Okay. Are you involved with anybody right now?
No, I am not.
Okay. Okay. I see a young man. That's why I asked as you were asking that, as you were saying that sentence, I saw a young man. Yeah. He's forthcoming, kind of a little bit of an intense person. I almost want to feel like he's raging. Did you recently break up with somebody or had a past relationship with somebody that was a butt? Okay. Well, I'll put it like this. If you meet a man, I'm still going to go further to your spirit. But if you meet a man that is quite forward with you, it seems to be a little intense, just delete that. Delete him. Because I'm picking up stuff that's not good. But I see he's around you. So evidently you're going to meet him pretty quick here, probably within the next few days. So just remember what I'm telling you. Delete him. When he comes towards you and he's intense and rolls, you're like, delete. I already know.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's see.
In the next few days?
Who's a good guy? Yep. I would say within 3 days you'll meet this guy.
Oh,
but let me go further into your spirit and see what's going on. Oh, okay. There's a medium-height guy, and I'm going to say he's medium to tall because they're showing me right now he could be from 5'9 and 6 feet. And he works at the college. They say he's a professor, but he's a young professor. So I take it that he's very intelligent because he's young. It's like he's in his early 30s. And he's a professor at the college in science. That's his field.
That's a little too young to me.
Biology, yeah. He looks like he's around 32. This guy likes older women. So what are you saying? Because you're in your 40s?
No, I'm in my 50s. It's way too young.
Okay, well, he likes, just to let you know, you are going to meet him. He loves older women.
Okay.
So that for him, your age wouldn't matter to him. Okay, so you're going to meet him too. He's going to come up in 7 to 10 days. But like I say, he's a professor at the college, so you know
that's
a little bit about his.
Lennis, so how you picked up on that one?
Yeah. Well, oh. I don't know, but I just see I see this young man. He is going to, you and him are going to get in a conversation. It's not like he's going to come up and hit on you or something like that. You're just going to get in a conversation, but it's something about you that he really likes. And so he tries to talk to you, have a conversation. So, but you said he's too young, but I look at love. Love does not have an age. Love does not have color. Love is love, and it's beautiful, whatever it is. You'd be surprised sometime. There have been men that have married women 10 and 20 years older than them, and they were married a lifetime.
I've
so
gone
age
out
didn't
with
matter.
A young
yeah.
and myself. That doesn't bother me, but I don't know. I'm looking for a long-term relationship, and someone like who's 32 is not somebody that I'm going to be interested in. But it's just, it's a compliment when these guys, they're interested in me.
Yes, yes. Well, he's what I see right now, the professor, the young professor. I see him at 32. Maybe he could be 42, but I see him at 32. Like, he's young to be a professor, but he's good in science and biology. So he's like a genius as far as that's concerned. You have a girlfriend named Madeline or Maddie, something like that. She is going to introduce you to a guy that is around your age. They're not showing me that much about him. It's like he's, she knows him quite well, but he's a curious person. I don't understand. I'm not reading that real good, just that he's a curious person. I see her introducing you to him, and he's 52 and he's an older guy, but they're not showing me his personality or what he does for a living. So I guess you're going to really have to ask that girlfriend about him after you meet him. And talk to her later. So those are the three men. The first one, delete. The second one is a professor. The third guy, you'll be introduced by your girlfriend, Madeline, Maddie, something like that is her name. So if you have a girlfriend close to that sounding or that name.
I don't know. I don't know anyone with
you'll...
name yet. That doesn't mean that I may not meet someone in school, but...
Okay, well, those are the
Thank
three
you,
that
Dennis.
I saw coming up. Oh, you're welcome. And your girlfriend, 7 to 10 days, she'll be introducing you to the guy. But the professor, you'll meet him shortly.
Wow.
Okay.
And the other guy shortly, too, 3 days.
That's in 3 days, so you know.
I'll have
him.
To call you and let you know.
Okay, Rose.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you have a wonderful weekend, lady, and
you
thank you
too.
For calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 229. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing, young man?
I'm hanging in there. Yes, ma'am. I'm hanging in there.
Always good to hear from you. What can I help you with today?
On my job that I was working at, this group home with four individuals, and they called me to the office and said I was being investigated. And I do know that I've turned in a report that one of the clients hit me in the chest area. So they never got my report, but they filed a saying that I hit another client. So I've been home for about almost 15 tomorrow, with no pay, no nothing, and they're still trying to do an investigation. My question is, are they going to call me back to work? Because I don't need to sit around and wait for them, because I have zero income. So I went Friday to get me to take a assessment on another job about 30 minutes away out of town, and it's a nice facility and they pay more. So
they're going to hire you, Melvin. Forget that other job. Just put in your resignation. This, the one that you just went on for the interview, you're going to get that job.
Okay.
You're going to get that job. I see you working there and smiling. But the one that they're investigating, just go ahead and put in your resignation.
Okay. Is there a time frame when they're going to hire me? Because she told me she'll get in touch with me about one or two days, because they had to look at the assessment. And I think I did pretty good on the assessment on the computer. They have to do that before they hire
Okay, you're gonna hear from them on Wednesday. They may have you start, I'm seeing Thursday and Friday, so I have to say how the angels tell me, Thursday and Friday. But they will call you back by Wednesday of this week to let you know that you got the job. It's kind of odd that they have you starting at the end of the week, but it's like the person that you're going to be working with is training you. They need to get you in to train you, because that individual is going on vacation. So that's the odd part why that they have you coming Thursday or Friday. They want to make sure you got, like, the bases in to get started, and then this person's leaving for 2 weeks for vacation. But the other job, that's over with. That's over with. Just go ahead and give them a resignation. I'm sorry.
I want them to fire me, Ms. Lennis, because it's been some false documentation And there's been some lines where I can give me an attorney. I really do want them to be good.
Oh, well, that sounds like a process. If you're talking about you want them to fire you and all that, they shouldn't fire you. I realize that they are going to investigate. You're right. They're investigating both sides. And they can see where you were right, but because of that client is a client of theirs, they're not going to get rid of that client. Do you understand? They'd rather let the employee go than to get rid of the client because that's money for them?
Right, right. You're right.
Okay. So that's what I'm seeing. So that's why I'm telling you, just do a resignation and tell them you're done. They don't even have to worry. Because even if they find you right, you'll not be happy there. You'll always be watched, your work and how you do it.
Wow.
The place that you're going to is where you're supposed to be. This is where you're supposed to be. I see that as a long-term job, permanent.
Okay.
Permanent. So, yeah, they'll get in touch with you Wednesday.
Okay, because she asked me, the lady named Joyce, she was real nice, and she asked me, she said, well, how much you are making? And I said, I'm not making but like, $8 an hour. She said, oh, my God, you'd be making more here if we hire you.
Yeah, a lot more.
So I'm thinking maybe 16, that's the maximum for tech.
Oh, wow. You saw 16. I saw, when you were saying that, I saw $15 an hour. But either way, you know, it's still much better pay, twice of what you're making at the other place. But that just wasn't a good environment for you. This is a much better environment. And like I said, the people are going to hire you. Just don't get upset like, why they got me coming in on a Friday? Don't worry about that. Like I said, they want you to be trained a little bit from this person that you're going to be working with because they're going on vacation. So...
okay.
Just keep your prayers up and claim it. Yes, that is the job that you're going to be working at, and you'll be there for some time.
Until I retire.
Yes, because it's permanent. You can be there as long as you want. I don't see that as temporary. It's permanent work. Yep.
Yes.
So you do good, you'll be there forever and a day. Okay?
Okay. Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, yeah. You're going to do fine, Melvin. Where you just had to go through some BS. Now God is putting you where you need to be at this new place. Yes.
Yeah, the other job was really crazy. I'm like, how can it be? Because I worked my butt off, and the clients, they love me. They when I pull up, they run out of the house and come to my car. And a lot of jealous people, they didn't like it. So... I believe it was my two ladies that really turned in a false report on me. Because I turned mine in on the 14th, and then they supposed to submit it to their boss, and they did not. They submitted a one on me on the 22nd, saying that I hit the client. But that is so crazy, because I went back to work for 3 days after they sent it in. After I file a complaint, then they're going to say they twisted it around. That's why I feel like I need to get some kind of legal advice on this. It's wrong for termination.
Well, if that does happen, then yes, get an attorney. But don't go back there to work.
I won't. Trust me.
Yeah. But if you want to get your attorney and you feel like you've got a good suit, then yeah, go forward with that. But in the meantime, you'll be working at the other job. Yep.
Thank you, Lynn. Yep.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And congratulations on your new job, Melvin. God bless.
Thank you, sweetie. You is a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
Have a wonderful week. Okay. Yes.
You
please
too now.
Keep
you
in
too.
Touch. All right.
Okay. I will. God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Okay. Next caller. Area code 727. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Rose. And so far, so good. Listen to your show. It's pretty great. My question is...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I need to know, when do you see me buying a house this year? don't have the money right now, but I feel like I'm going to get the money, if you know what I mean, to be able to buy a house. So I'm thinking the beginning of the year here, not the end of the year.
3 months.
Okay.
3 months from now, you'll be in a home. You are buying 3 months from now.
Is
so
it?
Keep the prayers going. Also, as far as continue to find out, you being a first-time buyer will – there's a lot of programs out there. I'm sorry. They're not coming into me. But being a first-time buyer, you can get a lot of stuff. Like they'll help with your down payment. What else can I say? They can get you – it's much better. Let me put it like this. All the hell that people went through just 5 years ago with the mortgage things, Fannie Mae or whatever, blah, 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 they're so scrutinized now that they will, rather than see people go back into debt, they will help you, especially if you're a first-time buyer. Now, if you already had a home and whatever and you lost a house, a little bit different. But by yourself being a first-time buyer, they do have programs now to assist you so that you're not caught up in hell trying to, you know, mortgage or keep your appliances up, washer, dryer, whatever. You know, they have programs. So I see in 3 months that you're living in a house. It's a three-bedroom house. It's a rambler. And you got a porch. I can see the front of us like three steps up, and you've got a good-sized front porch to this house. So, in 3 months' time.
Is it a decent size? Because I really want a decent. Is it a decent
size?
No, I mean like the kitchen. Yeah, I don't want a pokey kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah, I love big kitchens too. So do I, Rose. I guess as you're out looking, remember what I'm telling you about this house. It has a porch on the front, and it's three steps up to this house, and it's one level. It's a rambler, three bedroom. So just keep that in mind as you go out and look for homes, and don't wait for 3 months to pass to start looking. The 3 months is building you up to the point that at 3 months ending, you are in that home.
Okay.
Right?
And I'm going to be in the area I want, right?
I don't know about area. I just, you asked me, would you be in a home? I saw that. That's
I
focused on.
Okay,
would you be in
a
home?
Enough.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Be working with your real estate, whoever, find out what programs, and tell them to tell you. Don't lie to you and have them, don't accept, I shouldn't say lie, I'm sorry. Don't accept what they tell you. Oh, there might be, you know, there might be one or two programs. No, there's a lot of programs out there that can help you get in your home. So, you
okay.
know, if you're not satisfied with the answer you get from one real estate agent, go to another one and let them know. No, I'm not buying right now, but I'm getting the process together so in 90 days, 3 months from now, I will be in my home. So don't let them push you or barrage you or anything like that. You work on your timetable. Your timetable says in 3 months, everything will be in place. The only thing that's going to be missing when you move in this house is a washer and dryer. So, you know, you'll work that out too, because you can rent them. If you can't afford to buy it right then on the spot, you can still rent it so you still have a washer and dryer.
I have one.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, it's good. But thank you.
Okay,
I
there
appreciate
you go. Well,
help.
See, I mentioned it. You're going to take it to your house with you. Okay, well, Rose,
right.
Get to working on it, girl. Call me back. Call me back. You don't have to wait 3 months, but call me back because the paperwork that you start, it will happen. And I don't want you to put doubt in your mind and say, oh, man, how am I going to come up with $10,000 so I can move in? Don't put doubt. Just say, the money's going to come. I don't know from where. But the money's going to come. Now I'm going to be able to move in this house in 3 months. And believe it,
okay,
that it's going to happen. Don't
that.
Doubt it. I don't care what comes up. I'm telling you because I can see it so strong. I don't care what comes up if it says, well, no, we can only give you maybe about $1,200. No, don't accept it. I know somebody out there that will give me $5,000 or $10,000 or maybe $20,000 to get in my house. Because the more you push,
okay.
the more things are going to come that way. But whatever you do, wait till after the 11th.
Yeah, I know.
A Mercury retrograde before you start. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't. I have horrors every time retrograde comes. I absolutely know what retrograde is.
Okay,
yeah,
so wait till
right,
after the 11th and then start it. But you will be. I see it strongly, Rose, so you will be in your house. All the paperwork and the people that you're talking to, yes, it will get exhausting, maybe sometimes even overwhelming you. But the end result is in 90 days, you'll be in your home. What people thought that
okay.
you couldn't do, you can do, Rose, and you can tell those naysayers, kiss my grits now.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, you'll
Thank
be
you.
There. All right. Congratulations to you, too. God bless you.
And you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, excuse me. Oh, y'all, give me a quick minute. I need to get some water. Oh, God, I'm starting to strangle. I'm here. I just, real quick, I'm sorry. Well, maybe it's okay. All right, maybe it's okay. It looks like it went away. All right, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, psychic. She's a psychic and also a Reiki master. All right, and one question per caller. Okay, area code 323. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I missed you. Where have you been?
Well, last week, because it was the Super Bowl, and I'm in Washington,
okay.
so I'm a Seahawks fan. So I did the
okay.
show. I just did it earlier.
Good.
Yeah,
oh,
I put the notice
darn.
Out. I did it earlier at 2 o'clock instead of 3. Yeah, I wanted to go to Super Bowl parties, girl.
Good for you. I had fun.
But anyway, God bless the Seahawks. We didn't make it, but good effort. Good effort anyway.
Yeah,
so
good effort.
God bless them. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm here this Sunday, regular time, 3 o'clock.
Excellent. Excellent. I do have a question, and it's about a guy.
Okay.
He's in my dance class, and this is – when I met him, I really didn't think – very attractive man. And but it started building where he's flirting with me, but in a particular way, like a man flirts with a woman that he's interested in. And the way he might touch me or the way he might hug me is a little different. And then it's pretty much evident Mother Day when we kind of have a nice way of flirting or playing with each other. And then he came behind me and he kind of poked me, like totally, it's sweet, like high school, a crush.
Oh. Well, Yvette, just give me his first name. Don't tell me anymore.
You know what's
funny? Just give me his
this
first.
This part that's crazy.
Oh.
When he introduced himself to me, his name was so odd that I said, "What the hell?" And I just never asked him again. And I don't. Obviously, I don't know his name. But this has been going on for about a month or more. I met him
okay.
3 months ago, but this has been building like this.
Okay. Well, let me touch your spirit then and go through your spirit to see him. Yeah, you two are being flirty with each other. He likes you. Yvette, is he single? I'm seeing three children.
Oh, he's not that old to have three kids. He's not like
okay.
that. He's not. That's not. No.
Okay. Because I was seeing a man with
one,
three kids.
Yeah, three kids.
Okay. Okay. I was seeing a man and three children standing behind him. So I was like, interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So that's okay, it's so not him then. Him. Okay. Hmm. This man good for Yvette. Spirit is saying yes, but they're asking me more about him. I'm
okay.
not clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very clear on him. What is he Mediterranean or Caribbean or?
You know, it's funny. He
since he
is,
has an odd name, where would you say that he's from?
Oh my God, I know he's American born. I mean, he doesn't have an accent.
Okay.
He might, his family might be an origin of somewhere else, like Caribbean or something. But I'm not sure. I mean,
okay,
he doesn't
all
look
I'm
like
seeing. Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you. All I'm seeing is. This man's got a big smile, and you're right. He did poke you just to kind of get your attention. But I wanted to know about him. That's why I asked. I'm going through your spirit.
Yeah.
I want to know about his background and who he is. But that's all I'm picking up is that he is nice. He's a nice man. He's giving. Shy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little reserved. That's all I can tell you about him is that he's a little reserved. He's shy, but he likes you. But that's all I'm getting is like. It's like I'm not getting, is he interested enough to start a relationship with you? Or,
right.
You know, get to know you much better? I'm not picking that up. But that's not meaning
okay.
bad. That
no,
doesn't
no,
mean
totally
it's bad.
Fine, but
it's just I'm not getting it. Yeah.
Right.
But I get that he's shy. He's reserved.
But he's not reserved enough to, like, touch me and hug me in a particular, you know what I mean?
Well, but a person could
it
be reserved even in their actions a little bit, yeah. He
okay.
likes you. Find out his name, Yvette, and call me back.
Okay.
Find out,
I do,
you have
I
to write it down.
Oh, no, I'm going to have someone ask him tomorrow, and that's how I'm going to get it.
No. You
real
just,
funny, real
you
quick.
Can ask him, just say, you know what, I want to know how to pronounce your name. It's odd, and
okay.
I just want to know. And when he says whatever that it is, phonetically, if you can,
right. and
later write it down.
Like,
and then call me
totally.
Back next Sunday, and I can really get into him.
Totally. But I have a one thing to read. My friend posted this on Facebook, and it's kind of like hypocritical of her. And she posted, money doesn't make the man, muscles don't make the man, tattoos don't make the man. Character is what makes the man. Let's let a man's character be his currency. And I'm like, well, that's easy for her to say because she only dates rich men. So it's like kind of a hypocrite for her to say that. I'm like, yeah, really? Bring your poor man with character. I'm sorry. Or
yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yvette, you find out his name and call me back next Sunday. And I
totally
can tell
will.
You everything about him. Yeah, I just need to
even
focus
his
in
initials?
On him.
Cause
oh, okay.
Cause
what's his initials?
Of a name. Okay, I'll get that. Excellent. Thanks, Lynis.
Oh, okay. But if you can get the name, that would be even better.
Okay, cool.
Focus on. But the initials, okay. If you can't get the name,
okay.
just the initials, that's okay.
But you know his
but call
name
me
is
back
so
next
odd.
Sunday.
You got
huh?
it. I will. If his name is so
oh.
odd, I want everyone to know who I'm asking about. You know
oh.
what I mean? Like the needle in the haystack kind of a name. It's like, what name is that? I've never heard that name before. I'm like, what?
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, then get the initials in if you were.
Either way,
might
I'll, work
okay.
I'll work it out.
Okay.
I'll work it out.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you.
Looking forward
have
to hearing
one.
From you next Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You, Yvette.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yep. Thank you so much.
Dennis.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you go on to the next caller, can you do me a favor? Can you put yourself on mute for 1 second and then come back on? We're getting an echo from your phone, so maybe try that and see if that doesn't correct it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, I'm back now. How's that? Is that better? Nina, is that better? Or do you still hear me echoing?
Yes. No, you're not echoing now. That fixed it. Thank you, Lennis.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Okay. Maybe I need to charge his phone up and pick up another phone. Okay, area code 415. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophie. Hi, Lennis. Nice
Hi,
to hear
Sophie.
You.
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm calling to ask the question about love. So what man do you see coming in, or someone new, someone from the past, or anybody, or maybe nobody?
Okay. Sophie, let's see. Wow. I'm seeing a guy with white hair, but it's curly, and he reminds you of this comedian, Martin. Who's the comedian name? Not Dick Martin.
Steve Martin?
Oh, God.
Or the Steve Martin comedian?
Steve Martin. Okay, there you go. He reminds me of Steve Martin. He's tall, but he's got curly hair. I don't know. He just has a nice little curls, but it's all white.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all white, and he's tall, little thick. He's more than medium. He's not fat or obese, so he's not like that, but he's a little thick, and he's tall. You know, why do I keep getting Steve Martin? This guy's a comedian? What does he do? Because it's like Steve Martin's in the background of this guy behind him. He was in the sports. Yeah, this guy used to be an athlete. He was a football player. Oh, okay. At one time. Let me ask this. Was he a professional football player? Yes. Yeah, they're telling me yes, he was.
Wow, I don't even know where they hang out. Okay, that's interesting.
No, he's definitely, you know, he's not in football, but at one point in time, he did play professional football.
Right.
He's got a consulting firm. Okay.
Okay.
Whew, thank you. Okay, I'm seeing now he's got a consulting firm. He's tall, white hair. He has green or gray eyes. Sometimes he wears a beard, sometimes he doesn't. He looks good either way. But he has a consulting firm, and it has to do with sports.
Oh, okay.
Sports and something else. Sports and also, like, they set up for venues, having to deal with sport rallies and stuff like that. Yeah. He likes jazz. He's a lounger. He's the type of person, if he goes out, he likes to go, like, to lounges,
mm-hmm.
jazz or blues, where you can just sit back and have a conversation and a drink. He's, like, quiet.
Okay.
Quiet type of person. But he, in his business, he's really outgoing. Let me ask, where are you going to meet this guy at?
Yeah, that's the curious
a function.
Thing.
Yeah. Come on, angels, tell me. Where is she going to meet this guy? Now they're giving me a headache on the left side.
or maybe it's at a music event.
I want to see the function, or are you being introduced by somebody else? And now at first I got a function, but now I'm seeing a woman, a girlfriend of yours, and I'm also seeing a male friend who's, you know, they're not a couple, but they're friends of yours, but they're separate people. Like the girlfriend's
yes.
one person and this guy. In fact, the guy, now that I'm seeing him, he's married. Him and his wife are friends also of you. But this guy ties into that. I'm trying to have them showing like you meet out. You're at a function. You must be at a function where this girlfriend is at and this other couple is at. Somebody knows this guy because they introduce him to you. One of
okay.
these two people, the male or the couple. Oh, okay, I'm getting green. I'm getting green. Okay, St. Patrick's Day. You're at a St. Patrick's Day function. That's where you meet this guy. Whew, thank you.
That's around Jesus, the corner.
Oh, my
yeah.
brain was getting a headache. They're showing me, and I'm just looking very hard. Okay. Now I got it. You're going to meet this guy at a St. Patrick's Day function. You're going to be with a girlfriend. Also, this other couple is going to show up and some more friends, and that's how you're going to meet him.
Okay.
So that's like March. When's St. Patrick's Day in March? Yeah,
March
but anyway.
17th.
Okay. Well, that's where you're going to meet this guy. So remember, he's a consultant. He's in the sports and also sports venue. He has green or gray eyes. He's a little thick. He's probably 6'2", maybe 6'5". They're giving me a range,
wow.
but 6'2 to 6'5". Good personality. He's a good businessman. And like I said, he's laid back when it comes to entertainment and enjoying. He likes jazz, he loves the blues, and he's laid back. But he
okay.
business, he's like business is business and personal is personal.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So he's coming up next month. So, Yeah, I'm just getting good stuff off of him. But you know
You're getting good energy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but also when you meet this guy and start dating with him, he's going to introduce you to some famous people. I see that because I see your mouth dropping. It's like you're with him. You got your arm in his arm. Wherever you guys are at, and he runs into, you know, some people, and I mean, they're very famous, and he just introduces you, you know, it's like, oh, I want you to meet my lady Sophie, and your mouth drops. I see it dropping like, oh, my God, you know him? You know, it's like, oh, God. Yeah, so you're going to be dating this guy. You're going to, but yeah, he's going to be introducing you to some famous people. It's just because he knows him. But like I said, he played pro football. So you're going to find out more about him after you meet him.
It's funny because there's this Super Bowl. Everybody was talking about the Super Bowl, and I was saying, you know, I don't understand the game. Somebody tried to explain it to me years ago. I don't get it. So I go to be with the people, and you know, you go to the party to share an experience with people. Yeah, exactly. Enjoy it. But, you know, the game, I don't know what it means. Basketball, I understand. I played girls basketball when I was in high school. I understand basketball. Tennis is boring. To watch tennis is boring, but football, I don't know what it's all about. So that would be an interesting world to step into.
And you're talking to a woman that works for the NFL. Are you kidding me? I got to help you, Sophie.
Write it out.
That's
on your website, hon. Write it out for women. Explanation for women, right? Because my thing was
evidently.
Thing used to be when I was married or my son watched it, I would say, okay, guys go watch football. I'm going shopping. That's my thing. The women go shopping, guys go watch football, right? So, but it's kind of nice to know the basics. So it would be a real learning curve if I went there with it.
This man is coming up in your life. He will definitely teach you and enjoy doing it. Because he's going to get a kick out of you. He is. He's going to get a real, you're going to be a hoot to him. Because not knowing it, not really knowing football, and you know, like, what is this? So as you're asking him, he gets a kick out of you. I don't know. He just finds that enjoyable.
I'm like, what? A bunch of 300-pound solid muscle men jumping on top of each other, making this huddle, a pile on top of you. That's crazy.
Yeah, gladiators, baby. Gladiators.
No, I love that movie. Show Me the Money. Remember that one? Show Me the Money was about the football player. McGuire. Something was it? That one was a great movie. I love that movie. You know, but that's probably the closest I got to like the whole football craze. So, but I enjoy watching everybody else get excited about it. I do. I get. I mean, I love how people get excited about it, you know, and have parties and celebrate, you know, and things like that. But I think it's really cool. But I have no clue what it's all about. But I'm willing to learn. So
there
thank
you go.
You so
I was
much,
gonna
honey.
Say you're open minded. You're most welcome, and honey, enjoy this man that's coming up in your life. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, keep you posted.
Okay, have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
And thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, always. Always. Oh, and I can't, for some reason, there we go. It didn't want to go. Okay, next caller up. Okay, 478, you're on the line with Linus. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific, young lady. What can I help you with? You sound
what's
like
coming
you
up slap
my the face out of somebody's mouth. Go ahead. I don't know why
what's
I picked that up right away like you need
life.
To slap the taste out of somebody's mouth. But anyway, go ahead, Patricia.
What's coming up with my love life?
Okay. Are you involved with anybody right now or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, Patricia, you got to look. You got the ups, up. I see you looking at guys that are in the gully. Now, I know that's a saying for down south gully, but that to me is like they just low down. They ain't going to never get right. They ain't going to never change. They're going to just be who they are. You need to raise yourself up and look for a king. I mean a king, a man that's spiritually, mentally, and physically got it going on. That don't mean he has to be perfect, but spiritually, know who God is or universal. Mentally, be able to count from 1 to 10. And physically, be halfway in good health. You know what I mean? You ain't got to be perfect, but halfway good health. So it's like what the angels were showing me, you were around all these gully men. Like, girl, that's beneath you. I tell women all the time, you're a queen, and remember that. I don't care what you're going through. If you just broke up with somebody or you just met somebody, you're a queen, and don't never look below that. Always look up because that's who you are, and you should think that about yourself. So now, Patricia being a queen, let me look for this guy for you.
Okay.
You know what? There's a guy that's in computers. He's in IT, and he goes to this club. It's kind of like, how can I say this club is? It's a club like you go in, there's food to the right if you want to order some food or whatever, and you go down these stairs, and then it opens out huge to this club for dancing. So it's kind of like a neighborhood social club. You know what I mean? It's not like you would go downtown to some big blah, 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 blah. This is like a neighborhood club that's been there for years, and people, you know, like, I don't feel like going to the jazz club.
The
I'll
party
just go down
club.
Here to Tom's Place or something. This is where you'll meet this guy at, okay? And he's not anybody that your friends know. So it's going to be up to you, Patricia, to speak up. In other words, you're going to have to be a little bit flirty and walk up to this guy. He's dark complected, and he's got the most beautiful smile. Oh, my God, he's just got that perfect Colgate smile, perfect teeth. That's going to be your looking point when you go to work. When you see this guy that's dark complected, I mean, he's got beautiful skin, but got the smile that just would light up the world, start flirting. Start flirting. Get your Mac Mommy on. That's him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him. And like I say, he's in the computer something. IT, I don't know if he troubleshoots or whatever, but he's in the computers, and he does good. The man makes good money as far as that. He's single, has no kids. He was in a relationship for a few years, didn't work out, and so that's why when you see him wondering, like, why are you, you know, why are you single? It's just that he's been quiet. He's just been in a quiet mode, observing people and, you know, kind of like that, filling people out. So that's it. But he's a nice man, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And, yes, he does go to church. He is a – I can tell you what he does at church. I almost wanted to say an usher. He's not an usher. He sits with a group of men. What do you call them in church when it's like just
the men? They can
either
be deacons or...
Deacon, thank you. Thank you. Don't mean to holler at you. Sorry, deacon, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't get the word out. But he's a deacon in church, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So that's him. When is this going to occur? Probably the latter part of this month, the latter part of February.
Okay.
Yep. So just remember what he looks like, and girl, get your Mac Mommy game going.
I will.
He's a nice
Thank
man.
You so much, Lennis.
Yes, he's a nice man. Yeah, call me back. Let me know later on if you are going to meet him toward the end of this month. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day and a wonderful week. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Lennis. The time right now is 10 minutes to 4 on the West Coast, and it's 10 minutes to 7 on the East Coast. I'm so glad that you're here with me. And the chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there to provide readings as well. Okay, area code 47. Oh, I did that, huh? I'm sorry, girl. I got you back. Okay, area code 559. You're on the air with Linus. 559. You're on the
Hi,
air.
Linus.
Hi,
Gwendolyn.
Who's
this? This is Gwendolyn.
Who? Hi,
Gwendolyn.
Girl. What you up to?
How you doing?
I'm doing
How
terrific.
Are you?
I'm doing terrific.
Listen, I had I've gotten you the repair. I've been reading the prayer, but it keeps. I read it for 3 days, and I went back on my computer to read it again because it said you said to read it for 21 days, and then it said disappears. I can't get it back. I don't know what's going on. So
oh,
I tried.
On
I don't
my
know.
Website?
Yes, I received the what is the protection prayer and
yeah.
finance prayer. I had both of them, and I had been reading them, had no problem. 3 days straight I did it, and the next day when I went on to read it, zero. Well, it was empty, nothing there. And
okay.
So I had to wait, you know, till today to tell you that it keeps weird. It keeps going. It's not on there right now. And I had, it was there. I don't know. I really don't know what's going on, but
okay, well,
I'm about reading it.
Okay, Gwendolyn, let me tell you, you know we're in Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
Yes. We'll have problems with computers. Yeah, I just checked. My website is up. I'm going to tell you, I had the same problem yesterday. I was trying to book some tickets for my son and his wife for a show. And it wouldn't take it. I mean, after four times, me and my daughter, we just said, forget it. We're in Mercury
right.
retrograde. Just forget it. So I'm going to get the tickets Thursday or Friday of this week. I'm not going to even try until after Mercury retrograde. So that's probably what happened to you, the same thing. I would just say maybe tomorrow go back in and because I just pulled it up while we're talking. So the website is up. But like I say, during Mercury retrograde, crazy off-color, goofy things happen. So
oh,
try
there,
it again.
Yes, yes
yeah,
that has
been. Yeah,
just
try it again, Gwendolyn. Yeah.
Okay, I surely will. I've just been doing exactly what you directed me to do. I've been praying, but I'm having a hard time with depression and just second-guessing myself and what
well,
I'm looking
that.
Forward to.
Quit that. Whatever that your first thought is, that's usually the best thought. You know, if it's a good thought and you're thinking of that's good, don't second guess yourself like that because usually that's spirit talking to you. If you ask a question and spirit gives you an answer and you're like, I don't know if I should leave. Maybe I should wait till 4 o'clock. No, if you felt like you should have left at 3, then leave at 3. You know what
All
I'm
right.
saying? Because second guess might put you in harm's way. And I don't mean
That's
hurt you,
everything?
But I mean your feelings might get hurt or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
right. That's with everything that I've been trying to do, and especially in love, it's been really, really, nah, that person don't like you. No. And I just keep doubting and going, no, they don't. It's not him. No, they don't. Everything seems like it's coming against me.
No, well, you just say to yourself, that's their problem. I know who I am, and I'm a good person. Don't worry about it. You know, like I said, we're in Mercury retrograde communications,
yeah.
cars, vehicles, computers. So you just say to yourself, I'm a good person, and I know that I'm a good person. And I don't
okay.
have to doubt myself. Maybe at this particular time the person didn't understand you. Maybe you didn't understand them. Or maybe the person could have just been a rude individual. You know what I mean? May not have had nothing to do with Mercury retrograde. You just keep telling yourself, I know I'm a good person, and I'm a blessed person because I'm what? A queen. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. Don't doubt myself. Just stay focused, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do not doubt yourself. This is what
All
you
right.
ask is being given. So check either tonight or tomorrow on the website. And if you have a problem, Gwendolyn, I am on Facebook. If you pull up the Essence of Success Network, you'll get
you're
me
on
Facebook. So,
you're
okay.
on it. Yes, I follow you. Okay, I will try it again. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I follow you all the way, so I'm going to try it again and see if I can get it. You said to go, if it's not there, I could come on your site, and then do you have to send the email, or can I get it from there? Just read it.
Send me a message, and what I'll do is I'll copy it and send it to you on email. That way you'll have
Okay.
That might
be
even better. Send me a message with your email address over there on the Essence of Success Network, and I will make copies and send them to you. That way you'll have it directly in your email.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you for calling, Gwendolyn, so very much. All righty.
You're welcome. Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 337, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Erica. Second time I called in. I haven't called since before the new year.
Okay. Well, how are you doing today, Miss Erica?
Moving along. Trying to get motivated. My question for you is, you told me I would possibly meet somebody in the beginning of January. So I really haven't, you know, been out or, you know, any events or going anywhere due to the weather here in the East Coast.
That's true.
And,
y'all
you
got
know,
a lot of snow.
Just not feeling scrawny, you know. But as what I'm looking for is that, you know, that love question is, once again, when will I get another opportunity to either meet someone or be approached, or how that would transpire as we move towards the weather warming up?
Okay.
Or just whenever it's going to happen.
Who's the guy that was walking up to your house in the snow? I see a guy walking in the snow coming up your steps. Who's that guy?
I'm on the bottom floor, so.
Oh, you are? Because I see a guy walking in the
snow. I'm on the bottom floor.
Going up the steps. Huh, okay.
There's a couple African guys above me. One is with somebody, and one's a way much older man.
Okay. Well, I just see somebody walking in the snow, and they're going up the steps towards you, but you're downstairs, so. Let's see. Tell me, angels, what's going on for Queen Erica?
Thank you.
There was a guy. I don't know if maybe it was good you didn't meet him. They're showing me this guy. He looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And he's just bubbly. I mean, he's like, he falls on stuff. He accidentally hits himself. You know, like you could be walking in the doorway and actually bump himself. And, I mean, yeah, he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy, but he's a bumbling idiot. Thank you. He's a bumbling idiot. Wow.
Well, you know,
sure
I
don't want
to
meet him. No, but I think you'll meet him in your presence. You will meet a person like this. So he's there. He's in the background, like halfway down the block, but you will meet him. But that doesn't mean that you two will be together or have a relationship. It's just like you might start laughing and like, yeah, Linus told me about you. Accident waiting to happen. That's why I say he's just a bumbling idiot. Okay, who else?
Maybe he's a Miss Summer or, you know, just, okay, here's a Miss Summer. To actually what could be around in the area. You never know.
Okay, now they're showing me this guy at Safeway. He's a cashier at Safeway.
Oh, we have no Safeway in Ohio.
You don't have a Safeway? Because I see this guy and he flirts with you. You don't have a Safeway? Do you have a store similar to Safeway? Like Safeway in
it used
your
to
area.
Be a Kroger in Turkey Hill. This one
there
guy
go.
That used to, no. He's in a troubled marriage now, and he actually lives behind me.
okay.
So I couldn't
okay,
cause
I see,
that until
I
they broke up
Safeway
or something, you know.
No, that's not for you. But Kroger's is good. I was seeing it as a Safeway. So Kroger, I know Kroger. This man, he's a checker. You know what I mean? Checks people through the lines. But I even see him now. He's winking at you. His right eye is winking. So, let me find out about this guy. He likes you. Looks forward to seeing you coming in the store, matter of fact. I'm getting H, Humphreys. Humphrey. Do you know somebody named Humphrey?
Never know.
H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y. They're showing me now. Yeah, his name is Humphrey. That's his last name. Daniel. Daniel Humphrey. Wow. Okay. That's his name, Daniel Humphrey. And he works for Kroger's. I saw Safeway, but Kroger's is the same thing. So there, you got the name. Write that down, Daniel Humphrey. And you will meet him at the grocery store. He is a checker. So what I would say is the next time that you go to Kroger's, you know, maybe ask, not in the checkout stand, but, you know, a worker, somebody that you see working in the vegetables or fruit or the meat department, and say, do you have a Daniel Humphreys that works here? You know, out of curiosity. And they tell you, yes. What days? So you know when you need to come up to the store and make your presence known. You know, go through and get you a little juice and milk. Like, oh, hi. But that's his name, Daniel Humphreys. That's the guy you're going to meet, and it's at the grocery store.
Yeah, we'll give it another go.
Yes. I hope you wrote that down so you can find out if it's not Kroger's in the other store. But he works at a store.
Yeah, it's like a Giant Eagle or a Walmart or, you know, Meijer.
Yeah, it's a big store. Right, right. It's big. It's not in a little store, so... Make your little journeys, take your little trouting journey and go to these different stores and just inquire, do they have a gentleman by that name that works there? Because he does, and when he does, that's your little juice and milk run.
Okay, so is that like a little hookup or something, or is there anything that's going to be better or a little bit more permanent? I mean,
this can be permanent. This guy is single. He's not married. He's single.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In fact, looks like his children are grown. Yeah, but he's single. Yeah, his children are grown. There's nobody at home. It's just him.
So, okay.
Yeah. Go for it, Erica. It's a little adventure. Come on. Do this. You're a queen.
Yeah.
Go out, girl, and...
You've got to be a little particular, too, and picky.
Yeah,
so.
But ask about him. Ask as you go around. Not as you go around, but when you go to the stores, just ask, does the Daniel Humphreys work there?
Well, you can also look at the name thing. Like, is their first name, what their first name is when they use their name tags.
Yeah, because I don't think they go by their last name on their name tags. You're right.
No,
but
no.
You could still ask the worker
that
if
might
that
be
individual
a
works there. Yeah.
Okay.
Coming up February, from the middle of February to maybe the end of March. So that's your gauge, from like the third week of February to the end of March that you'll meet him. So I guess the gauge is so wide because it's going to take you time to go, you know, to these places.
Well, I don't get out a whole lot. You know, I have other things to do, so, and I'm not going
Okay, well, you got to get out. Okay, well, you got to get out. Like I said, juice and milk. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You're just trying to see where this man is at because that's your new man. And he is a good man, so... Get out. It ain't going to come to you. You got to go out seeking and seek, and you shall find.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. I'll be waiting to hear from you, Queen Erica. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. We're a little after 4. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. All right. Area code 202. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Tierra. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tierra. I'm doing fine. That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
I like that. That's pretty. Sound like expensive jewelry, girl.
Well, I like to think I'm expensive.
There you go. Be high maintenance. That's how I roll, too. I roll the same.
Well,
I'm a high maintenance woman. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was calling in tonight to find out, what do you see? Do you see me moving into my own place sometime this year? Right now, I'm living with my mother, so I'm able to save money, but I miss my independence, so I just kind of like want to know, because I've been applying for places, and I just want to know if anything's going to bite back.
I see you moving the 1st of March. You're in your own place. So
oh, really?
wait till after Wednesday and start applying again. Yeah, because March 1st, I see you moving in. In fact, you're on the second floor. It's a condo. You know, like a townhouse condo. You're renting it, but it's, yeah, it's good size. It's upstairs, downstairs. And it's like, it's two on this side, and then there's a big doorway, and then there's two on this side. But they're townhouse condos. I mean, it's like a condo to me. That's what I'm seeing. It's like a condo. So, but they're renting it. They're not up for sale.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I see March 1st.
March 1st, mm-hmm. And that's right around the corner.
Yes, it is. It's within 3 weeks. That's what I'm saying. I see you March 1st moving in your own place. So what
okay,
I'm going to tell
like
you is...
Okay, and it's like my own place and I'm not renting out a room?
No. This is your apartment, your townhome. This is yours. I'm telling you, it looks like condos, but they're for rent. It's not for sale. Yeah. But no, you're renting it. It's like March 1st, you're walking into your own place when you open the door. That's what I'm seeing. So that's telling me, like, for the rest of this month, you need to be out putting applications in as many places as possible, because somebody's going to tell you right at the end of February you got it and you want to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be that fast. It's like, okay, you're approved, and it's Friday or Thursday, but I'll say Friday. And they're like, okay, Tier, you got it. You want to come get the keys? Like, what? You can move in Monday. That quick. So that's what I'm telling you. Be prepared, because you're going to put out a lot of applications for different places. But a couple of them, and one for sure, is going to tell you, like, it's going to be, like, right away.
Okay. Now, can you see if it's, like, close to where I live now? Like, because I live in Virginia, but I've been looking all over D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Virginia. You're showing me Virginia, that you'll be in Virginia. And suburbs. Look, they just told me you'll be an urban dweller. So it's in the suburbs. Yeah. Yeah, you'll be an urban dweller.
Okay, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the rent, you'll be surprised. You'll be able to make it. You'll be able to make that rent.
Oh, really? Because, see, that's been my struggle, because I'm on a fixed income. I just received disability each month, and so I wanted to find something that was going according to my income or something that I can afford.
Yes, ma'am. You will be. That's what I'm saying. You'll be able to afford this.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to put you between a rock and a hard place, or you're living from check to check. You'll be able to afford it and live reasonably well.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right, let me get back to applying.
Okay, yes. Congratulations, because you'll be moving March 1st, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome, and have a wonderful week. Mm-hmm. Okay. Area code 314, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, goody. Hi, Linus. It's Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm so glad that you picked up. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, young lady. And what can I do for you, Queen Joni?
I called you some weeks back, and we were talking about jobs and stuff, and you saw something very strong for me and described it to me in detail. And I'm just kind of following up on that, because I did have a potential interview which I didn't go on because I realized that I had interviewed there a couple years back and it wasn't a good fit or feel, so I got kind of scared.
Okay.
So I just kind of wanted to see if that was the ship that sailed or possibly, or if that was something else coming up.
Okay.
Well, my dear.
Job-wise. And what field was it that you're interested in, Joni?
I'm pretty open. I mean, what you had picked up on was something like, seemed like the medical field, kind of.
And I had to ask. That's what I was seeing, too. Again, I saw medical, but I thought, let me ask her first. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you ever thought about doing, wow, you drive. Have you ever thought about doing home care? Do you know where you go and
yeah.
you check on people each day and go around? Okay, because I see you doing home care. In fact, what I see you doing right now, you're walking up a group of steps, walking flat, and then you're walking up some more steps to the front door of this house. And this guy, it looks like him and his wife, but the guy is in the wheelchair. Okay, the woman's got a walker. Okay, the wife has got a walker. But they're needing assistance. And this mm-hmm. is just one of many. This is what they're telling me. This is one of many. But, you know, you go make sure that food has been cooked, the medicine has been taken, they've
mm-hmm.
had their baths or whatever. It's almost like you have so many clients that you spend, okay, they're showing me, you spend 2.5 to 3 hours with each client. So you're doing more than 40 hours a week. It looks like you're doing 58 hours during a 7-day period. Well, yeah, 7 days, so it's more than 5 days a week. But anyway, you have a group of clients, quite a few, but you spend like 3 hours at each home as far as helping them. And I also see you with one lady. It looks like she might be blind or cataract, something really bad. Her vision is bad. But you're helping her, but I also see you doing like paperwork, some kind of paperwork for her to help her. Wow. It's not goods. It's something that she needs, but you help her that she gets that. Transportation, maybe like excess transportation for people that are disability. Maybe that's what it is that you help her with. But anyway, I see you helping this one woman. And you got several. I see 7 different homes right now that they're showing me that you go to help people. And it looks like it works out good for you because it's your hours. You can pick your own hours, and you
mm-hmm.
like this. You like going to help people, but it gives you, it makes your heart happy. You're glad
mm-hmm.
to do this, but it gives you your time where you're not doing 8 hours a day with somebody over your shoulders. I'll put it like
mm-hmm.
that. But you're doing mm-hmm. what you want to do in the medical field, still helping people, but your hours. But I see
mm-hmm.
7 homes, so evidently if you sign up for this type of work, you're going to get a lot of people right away because
mm-hmm.
the number 7 and 7 homes is coming up. So, Joni,
mm-hmm.
that's what I would say is I think you have to go through to do that. Don't you have to go through, like, DSHS, Department of Social and Health, to get signed up to go around to these homes to help people? I believe so. I know it's something
yeah.
to the government for you to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Your money is definite. You don't have to worry about in, ands, or but because of the government is paying you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Is each of these
yeah.
clients, so that's your money. You don't have to worry. You
mm-hmm.
you don't get your 50 or 58 hours. I don't even see you doing 40 because you're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
My God, you're so
yeah.
busy and you're helping so many people that you don't even have sense enough to sit your happy butt down and rest. You're going
mm-hmm.
so that it's like, okay, Joni. Joni needs to take care of Joni now a little bit, you know. I mean, you're doing good.
Yeah.
God bless you. You're doing really good. But don't forget about Joni. Take care of yourself as well.
You always paint
because
this, like, fantasy of this pretend life. And I kind of see myself, like, the last time, and I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here laying on my bed going, looking at my ceiling fan right now going, oh, what's he talking about? But,
Joni, you can do this. And you'll be good
all
at
right.
it. Why do you... Don't doubt yourself. You have the ability.
Oh, right.
That's why I keep seeing medical. You know why? Because you're chosen to go out and help people.
Mm-hmm.
You have the spirit about you to go out and help people. Don't think that you don't. Because as well as you're helping these people that are in home bound, you're helping yourself
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. Not only
all
you're
right.
helping them and getting paid, but they're helping you maybe to lift your spirit, maybe to connect you, network, maybe something that you were interested in. They might have a connection for something for you. But it's good
mm-hmm.
on both sides. There's nothing bad.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I
all
want
right,
you to
honey.
Go. Go and check. Go to DSHS or whatever and check and see because, yeah, that's something you can start doing right away. Like
mm-hmm.
you can start that at the end of this month, start this job.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's you. That is you.
All right,
you.
Baby.
You
thank
got
you.
Heart, honey. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too. Have a wonderful
all
week
right.
there, Joni. Okay.
You too.
Okay. Oops. Area code 323. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kahira.
Oh, you got to help me with your name now. Say it again.
Kahira.
Spell it, because I know I'm going to mispronounce it.
K-A-H-I-R-A.
K-A-H. I-R-A, Kahira.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to say your name right, honey. You a queen, too. Queen Kahira. All right, now.
Thank you.
Now, what can I help you with today?
Well, I'm kind of calling you about a very specific incident. I want to ask you two things. A guy
I can
friend
only
of
answer
mine.
One.
Oh, well, it's linked, but it's okay. A guy friend of mine called me this morning, and he knows I care about him, and he knows, and he's always mentioning about going to some island he's not from there to live, right? So he knows it kind of upsets me, but he called me this morning to tell me that he got a ticket. Now, he could have told me in person. He could have, you know, I don't know, emailed me. But at first I just thought it was just him telling me the same stuff again. But now I kind of think he wanted a reaction out of me. So I just want to know what you think.
Okay. What's his first name?
Well, he's really secretive, so I don't want to say his name, but it starts with an A.
An A, like an apple?
Yes.
Okay. Kahira, what are you two doing? I know you're talking about this guy, but, hey, I see a woman in the background. What's going on?
Oh, you tell
yeah,
me.
Oh.
I don't know.
Huh. Okay. On this A name, I see a woman in the background. They're not married. I don't even know. They kind of, it seems like they could be living together or not. No, they're not living together. Okay, thank you. They're not living together, but he needs to clear up some baggage. I'll just put it, that's a quick way I can say it. He needs to clear up some baggage. He likes you a lot. That's true, he does. But he's got some issues there that he needs to clean up. In other words, he needs to clean up his backyard before he tries to mow your yard.
But why do you think he called? I mean, was it to say bye, or does he want me to just tell him how much I want him, or what?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel good about this man. I feel like he's a player. I'm going to be honest. And I am when I do my reading. So it's just sometimes I don't say things because I don't want to hurt people's feelings, what I see. But I'm going to be honest with you. I see this guy as a player.
Okay.
And, yes, he does have a ticket. He didn't lie. He is going to be traveling. But I see him as a player. He needs to clean up his act. He needs
so
to,
he needs to
tell the truth and clean up this other woman. There's a woman in the background that thinks that he cares about her, too.
Okay, yeah, but I'm actually not his girlfriend, but I was just wondering why he called me, because all that stuff he doesn't have to tell me. He doesn't tell me everything. So was just wondering.
Player, how, I can't get any clearer than that. I don't feel good about this man, but, you know, that's up to you because you have free will, free choice. I just see him as a player, and I see a woman in the background. Same thing that you're asking me. She's asking him that.
Why you call me?
No, why? Yeah. I'll say that, why you call me. He's a player. He likes you. He does. He likes you. But you tell him that you're a queen and you're not expecting anything less than what a queen deserves. So if you can't come correct and be honest with me and truthful with me, spiritually, mentally, and physically, which I'll say, get to stepping and pop your collar, Kahira.
Okay. I can feel
no,
that.
No, that's not for you. There's a light-skinned guy that likes you. Why did you kick him to the curb? I see a light-skinned brother in the background, and he's good-looking, too. And you kicked him to the curb because he didn't meet up to something you're looking for?
I don't know.
You know
who
I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. No. Nope.
I see a light-skinned brother liked you, and you, like, bam, kicked him to the curb, and he was hurt because he really does like you. You didn't give him the time of day or nothing, but this guy liked you. I bet if you thought about it for a while, you'll think about this guy. Who he is. I'm not telling you to go back to him or go back and recapture something because he's gone his way, but the angels are showing me that this guy really liked you and he was good looking and had a lot going, but you didn't want to be bothered. You were like, no, sorry, too bad, so sad. And you kicked him to the curb. And he was a much, much better gentleman as well as man than this guy that you're asking me about.
Okay.
So that's why I'm curious, like, you have somebody that really liked you and would have done right by you, so that's okay.
What does he look like?
Who, honey? Which one?
The one I'm asking you about, the one you're picking up the vibes on, what do you see him as looking like so I make sure it's the right guy?
Who, the light-skinned guy?
No, the one that I'm asking about, just to make sure.
Oh, the A?
Yeah.
A? I don't see him as being that tall, medium complected, talks fast, good game. Here, there, and everywhere. He's got a nice car. Looks like he uses that to front with. He's got wide eyes or almond eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Almost look like... like he really looks at you like he's seeing you. Like, I don't want to say his eyes are bugging, but he has wide eyes. His lips are kind of big. They're not soup coolers, but he has kind of big lips, not real big. That's what I'm seeing on that guy, A. Am I describing him to you?
The lip part was right. But anyway, but you're right. I mean, I suspected something with the call. I don't know. You know, like I said, it doesn't keep me up to date on his life. So I was just wondering why he called to give me that bit of information. And I thought maybe it was to get a rise out of me, but I don't know.
No. He was just calling you. He wanted you to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And please think
you.
Higher of yourself. You deserve much better than what you're looking at, so think high.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'm all that plus a bag of chips. Yes, you are. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. You are, honey. Okay. You deserve better. Okay, moving on. Next area code, 404. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is T, and I'm calling. in regards to just wanted to see, what do you see for our love relationship?
Okay.
I really want to talk to serious, nothing brief or short.
Oh, okay. Now, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
It's T.
T? Like the
yes.
letter T? Oh, okay. I have a cousin named, well, we call her T-Bone or T, so, okay. But I know you ain't her, honey. I love her dearly. Okay, T, let's see what's coming up for Queen T. Okay, angels, love life. Oh, my God, why do I want to bust out laughing? Who's the roadrunner? You know somebody that's like a roadrunner. This ain't your boyfriend, but he makes you laugh. And, I mean, he's like, oh, you want to tell him sometime, are you on crack? What's wrong with you? But, T, they're showing me he's a roadrunner. Now, not a boyfriend. It's just a friend of yours. I don't know why they're showing me that, but he just, nanny, just zoom, 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 zoom. And I see you asking him, like, are you on crack? What is your problem? But anyway, he's just a friend. He's just hyper. You probably know who this guy is. He's just hyper. It's just him. He's not on drugs. At least I'm not seeing that. Okay, now who's coming into your life? Oh, bougie. A bougie man. Honey, got a three-piece suit on. Oh, checking. Got a suit on with a puff and baby blue tie. Oh, he looks good. And
yes,
bougie as he want to be.
Yes.
Wait, let me tell you, he drives a Mercedes. He rents an apartment by himself. He is a, what do you call those men? Alpha. He's an alpha man. Make
okay.
sure that his nails are done, his skin. Oh, yeah, he's very much a man. That's why I say he's bougie. He's very much. You meet him at a party, and when you meet him, you look at him like, oh, I don't even want to talk to him. He thinks he's all that. Look at him just showing out. But, you know, like being conceited or whatever. But let me tell you something that people don't know about him. His impression and looks, yes, deep down inside, he would love you to death and treat you like no man ever treated you.
Do you have a name for him?
No, they're telling me he reminds you of Busta Rhymes. You know a man that kind of favors Busta Rhymes? You haven't met him yet. You're going to meet this guy. You have seen this guy around town and just didn't pay any attention. The Mercedes he drives is a black Mercedes with cream-colored seats inside. And it's not that old of a Mercedes either.
I mean, you know, if it's because I'm in between states right now. I'm moving up top, and like this is my last week in Georgia, so.
Ooh, you gonna miss Mr. Bougie? They're showing me now. You're supposed to meet him Friday. This Friday. Okay.
This Friday.
You're going to meet him this Friday at some club, so I'm getting ready to tell you. Look for him Friday.
Okay.
When you go out with your girlfriends, remember, he is dressed to the 10s, 20s.
Oh, so that
he
must
is
be
dressed.
Short-term.
Well, that's up to you. You know what I mean? That's up to you and him get to talking. How do you know he won't come visit you and fly to where you're at?
Because I don't know. I just figured if I was I was just leaving this, and I was trying to turn. I was partying all week this week. I had it all planned, so it do sound like I'll meet him at the club. But I was, I'm in transition, and I was looking for something serious, maybe in my area.
Yeah. Well,
so,
he's in your area. He's in your area. Like I said, you're gonna meet him Friday at the club.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's okay. You know, that's how life goes sometimes, just as you're getting ready to make a move and you'll meet somebody. You know, that's just how life goes. But you'll be fine. Just remember him. Remember him when you meet him. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, T, for calling, and have a wonderful week. and a good move. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm down to the end of the show.